Okay, folks, I think we're making a wee start here. I take it that we're quorumed all right. Yep, we're up and running then. Well, first of all, can I begin with the apologies? Any apologies tonight? If not, under Chairman's remarks, I just welcome you here to the last meeting of this year. And I have one piece of business here, and it is my absolute pleasure to announce that Newry, Mourne and Down District Council bid for the Mourne, Gullion and Stankford UNESCO Global Geopark status and has been approved. The Global Geopark Council's approval, the submission for the Geopark on Friday the 9th of December. The Council's decision will be submitted for ratification at the UNESCO's Executive Board meeting in Paris in May 2023. The Geopark will be supported a more sustainable community and boost the local economy through conservation, education, interpretation and sustainable tourism. Look forward to the official announcement in May of the UNESCO Global Geopark status for the Mourne's Gullion and Strangford, which will be a tribute to this incredible place and its people. Well done to everyone that had they worked very hard, this council, to get that, and delighted that that has got that distance. So then that brings us on to the declaration of interest. Anybody hasn't declared this month? Okay then.
Charlie, Stokes here. Charlie, I've declared this item number 6.
Item number 6 for Gary there. Okay then, that brings us on to number 3, the action sheets, Enterprise Regeneration and Tourism meeting on Monday the 14th of November. And it's just for exercise. Everybody page 1, page 2, page 3. Have we got a proposal for that?
So proposed, Chair.
Supposed by McDermott and seconded by Terry. Okay, that brings us on then to the mid-year assessment of the ERT business plan. Connor, I'm handing the floor to you.
Thanks, Chair. A mid-year assessment of each director of business plan has been undertaken in order to provide an overview of progress between April and September 2022. And the mid-year assessment for ERT Directorate is outlined in Appendix 1 within the agenda papers. So the recommendation is for members to consider and approve the mid-year assessment of the ERT Directorate Business Plan for 2022-2023. So I'm happy to take any questions.
Okay. I take it you have a proposal there, Gary?
Yeah, just happy to propose, Chair. Thanks.
Happy to propose. Have we got a seconder there?
So second.
And seconded by Dermot. Okay. Okay. That brings us on then to item number 3, the Newcastle Harbour Conservation Management. Johnny, sorry.
Chair.
Number 5, sorry.
Sorry.
3-5, sorry.
Chair, you have, obviously, as part of the report, been circulated with a copy of the management plan for Newcastle Harbour. This has been developed by the Council through a process of engagement from May of this year, Chair. The recommendation, having met with a range of stakeholders and with the Mourne's councillors, and this is to adopt the plan, the conservation management plan and the strategic development framework for Newcastle Harbour, and to, in terms of rolling out of the projects, start to explore funding opportunities and potential to deliver projects moving forward, Chair, reports of which will be brought back to the committee with recommendations as to funds to apply on projects, sir, Chair.
Okay. Have we got a proposal for that? Or any questions? Sorry, my computer died at death over here. Gary, you proposed that and Glenn seconded it. Will you come on there and speak?
Yeah, that's fine.
Right, Glenn, you seconded that? Glenn?
Yeah, that was item 4, so it was, Robert. Oh, we're item 5 now.
Oh, sorry, David Lee, you seconded it. Sorry. David, come on, speak.
This will be, the Newcastle Harbour is heavily utilised, and only makes sense that, a conservation management...
David, you just second it.
All right, okay, yes, I second
it. Okay, thanks for that. That's item number six. Yuri Chamber.
Who proposed that, Robert?
Gary Stokes.
Well, I just don't see him on the chat, that's all.
Is it on the chat there? Sorry, my computer is dead to death here, so I'm running off of Connors here.
You need a new computer.
Gary proposed it. Okay, that brings us on to, I'm trying to get rejoined in here again. How long am I to get joined up? Hello. Okay, that's us up and running again. I don't want to get bad ass here. I'm on the chat now. Right. Item number six, Jonathan.
Mr. Chair, this is a request from a recommendation, Chair, that the Council enter into a service level agreement with Newry Chamber of Commerce and Trade to deliver cross-border business conference in March of 2023. Chair, the conference is designed to sustainable cross-border trade and cooperation and to offer at the event practical advice and guidance and support from a range of agencies for businesses attending the conference, Chair. We recommend that we enter into the service level agreement at a cost of £5,000 as per the budget for the current financial year.
Okay, Roisin, you had a comment on a proposal.
Yeah, I'm happy to propose, Chair, and I very much welcome this. For too long, Newry and Dundalk, as one prospered, the other suffered. So I think, this cross-border initiative is a very positive step forward, and hopefully in both areas, our local businesses and communities will benefit as a result. So I think this is to be welcomed. Thanks, Chair.
Okay. Thanks for that, Roisin. Have we got a seconder for that?
Yeah, I would second the Chair, because I think what Roisin has just voted there, I'm not going over. I think this is an opportunity to find out what other people are doing and how we can work together for the benefit of creating jobs and expanding. So I support it. Sort of.
Okay, thanks for that. Okay, it's been proposed and seconded, and that brings us on to number seven. Johnny, you again, the small settlement scheme.
Yeah, Chair, you have a detailed report that updates members on progress on the rollout of the small settlement scheme. This is a £3.9 million programme funded by DFC, DERA, DFA, and match funded by Council. Do you have the update on each of the various elements of the scheme, Chairman, for noting? But also we're seeking approval to accept a letter of offer for an additional £487,000 that the departments have made available in the event of inflationary costs affecting the projects as we roll them out, Chair.
Okay, item number seven. And that, I don't see. David, you have a proposal and a comment.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, I want to commend all the coordinators of the small settlement scheme taking place throughout the council area. I mean, their dedication is really appreciated. And you can see from the report, the collation, it's amazing. My only concern would be, is there enough time for the one QS to call it to all the schemes in time before the funds need to be spent? Or will there be plans for multiple QS to call it to all the schemes? Thanks.
Okay. Johnny, you want to come back in there, Dad?
Well, sure, there'll be one company responsible for doing it, but they're aware of the scale of the task and the time scale, so it'll be up to them to provide the resources to do that, Chair. So, as opposed to running a number of different tenders, it's up to them to provide that service.
Okay. Terry, you come in to second that, and there'll be a comment as well.
Yes, so I welcome all this development for our towns and villages, and I wish it all the best.
Yep, so proposed and second, we're all agreeing. Sorry. Oh, sorry, Henry. Anna, you had a comment.
Yeah, could I ask, when will the revitalization schemes actually kick off?
Sure, they're currently at the stage of expressions of interest. The plans have been put in place and agreed, so they're currently being rolled out as we speak. So there will be grants going out to businesses to start some of the work in the new year. Sure, there's like over 120 expressions of interest already in, so they are in the position of starting to implement those.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, it's been posed in seconds, and I don't see anybody else has any comment.
Can you not see me whenever I'm putting anything up?
No, can't see you, Glenn.
There's a proposed happening before David came in there, but it don't matter. Anyway, so not. But
no, do you want to? Come on,
no, it doesn't matter. So it doesn't matter. But so I now know that you can't see me, Robert.
No. If you have put a P up, that's a proposal, but it's already been posed in seconds. If you also have a comment, but Steve has said it.
That's all right. Doesn't matter.
Okay. That brings us on to item number 8. Johnny.
Yes, Chair, this is as part of the Northern Ireland Apprenticeship Week. We're looking to seeking to enter into service level agreement with SRC to deliver an event to promote apprenticeships within the district and across the district, Chair. The opportunity for parents and students to learn more about apprenticeships that are on offer, but also for businesses to showcase the opportunities that exist and explore the potential to develop new apprenticeships as well with the colleges. So the recommendation is that we enter into service level agreement again, budgeted for in the current financial year at a cost of £5,000.
Okay. Gary, you make a proposal there?
Yeah, good project, sir. Yeah.
Yeah. And Roisin, you second that with a comment.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. I mean, this initiative has been running for a while and has been hugely successful, and it gives an opportunity to lots of our young people who either don't want to go away from home or aren't ready to go away from home to gain, their apprenticeships while staying local, and hopefully they will continue to live locally once they're qualified. So an excellent initiative, and one which I hope all of the schools will buy into. It's a great opportunity for young people.
Okay. Do you want to come back there, John? Or... No. Okay. Glenn, you have a question.
Would most of these apprenticeships be all in your area, or are they spread throughout the district? Is there any way we can actually see what way the take-up on them is?
Sure. The colleges have a full range of apprenticeships that are available, that are delivered. There's a full prospectus. They're delivered in all of their campuses, Chair. This is really around information for parents and for students as to start to apply for those, and also for businesses to offer placements as well as part of that. So it's an opportunity for both. So they're delivered. The apprenticeship training is delivered a mixture between in campus and in industry. So it's where if a business like ourselves has taken on apprenticeships, they'll be in our business buildings in Downpatrick and Newry.
How many different courses do they actually deliver?
Sure, to be honest, I've no idea. They're from a range of, there's pages of them. We can get the information directly. I do have it, but I don't know off the top of my head how many they do. Offer the range of apprenticeships, level 3, level 2 and 3, right through to university degree level. So there's maybe 100.
Just I know in my business, to be quite honest with you, the South Down and the most of the area, there's no training whatsoever. The closest we have here at the moment is Pulask. So there's nothing delivered with the motor trade whatsoever, really.
We can reflect that to the college, but there's a range of courses across a range of faculties, but we'll reflect that view to the both colleges.
Okay.
Okay, Glenn.
Yep.
Okay, I don't see anybody else now. Okay, we'll move on to item number 9, the tourism strategy and branding. Who's that? Andy.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, the report includes recommendations on the next steps for the development of the Council's draft tourism strategy and overarching destination brand. So there's details in the report for members' consideration and recommendations for approval. Thanks, Chair.
Okay. Have I got a proposal for that? David, you have to come in, David. Oh, sorry. Terry, you were in there first and you have a comment as well. Sorry about that.
Peters,
yeah. First of all, thanks. I'm only too happy to propose. As in previous workshops and previous meetings, we do realise and recognise that tourism is a key factor in our district and also in the economy as well. So anything to promote this district further is to be welcomed.
Okay, and Divi, will you come in and second that?
Yeah, I'm happy to second this item here. Basically, as Terry has said, the tourism is so important to us in Newry-Morendown. We have not only like Newcastle and Downpatrick, but also Slieve Gullion. And these workshops will definitely help to maximise the district's potential.
Absolutely, Divi, you're 100% right. And Roisin?
Thank you, Chair. Talking of tourism branding, you know, I think everybody's aware that there is significant concern in the Slieve Gullion area regarding maybe their identity being eroded. Now, there was an event on last week in Killeavy Castle, which a number of people attended, and I spoke extensively to those involved in the tourism and arts and crafts sector of the community, and they were very at pains to point out that they're not trying to promote themselves at the expense of everyone else. They just want to be part of that bigger picture. And everybody pointed out, as we have done ourselves, that in order to allow tourism to continue to grow, we need to be ensuring that everybody within the district is promoting everybody else within the district to make sure that our visitors come and stay overnight and travel around and spend both their time and money supporting the hospitality and arts sector. So I think it's really important that there's thorough and comprehensive lines of communication maintained while this is going on with that sector.
Okay, thanks, Dr. Roisin. Anybody wishing to reply? Okay, thanks, Dr. Roisin. Now we're proposed in seconds. Is everybody happy? Sorry. Oh, sorry, Pete.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Just a brief comment. I suppose I know it's only noting the timetable, but I think this is a good way of moving forward on this. We've been through this over the last 4 or 5 months, and as Roisin was pointing out at the last workshop in Killeavy Castle, I thought it was a positive change in terms of the consultants that were involved in. And talking about sort of the broader branding, I think is the right way to go forward. And I think coming out of that workshop, it's given life to a few ideas that I'm really interested to see what does come back in February. But it is important that we have a similar workshop for the businesses and the councillors in the northern end of the district. And I think once we get ideas fed back from those as well, it'll only make sure that we do have an inclusive brand that we can go into consultation on come February. So after that workshop in mid-January in the north, and then coming back with a branding, a second branding workshop with a few ideas, I think it's something that we'd be able to get signed off over the next 2 months and get the tourism strategy done and dusted. But yeah, I think the timetable is the right way to go forward, and I has my full support.
Okay, thanks for that, Pete. Anybody wanting to? Everybody happy? Okay, I don't see anybody else wishing to speak in that. Okay, that brings us on to 10 and 11, and these items will be taken in closed session. These items are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information and the public, may be resolution to be excluded during these items of business. Okay, Colette, Yeah, we'll need a proposal again for full session. Terry proposed. Have we got a second for that? And who? Sorry. Roisin. That's okay. If we're proposing seconds. Yeah. All right, sorry. Going too hard here.
Sorry, Chair, the wee link's been sent to the press. Again, there was three members of press on, so if we can just give it maybe 30 seconds to see if they want to come back in. Chair, it doesn't look like anything's coming back, if you want to just go on ahead.
Okay, Connor, floor is yours.
Thanks, Chair. The following was agreed during the closed session. Item number 10, Newcastle Harbour pilot fishing tours. On the proposal of Councillor Stokes, seconded by Councillor Lee Surgener, it was agreed that members approve a pilot programme of fishing tours from Newcastle Harbour, effective from April to October 2023, and to offer the opportunity through an expression of interest to be completed by the 1st of February 2023. Item number 11, Tourism NI Market-Led Production Product Development Programme 2022-2023. On the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Hannah, it was agreed to approve the delivery of the Tourism NI Market-Led Product Development Programme 2022-2023, subject to a successful funding bid as set out in the report.
Okay, thanks for that, Connor. Okay, that brings us on to 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17, and they're all for noting. I need a proposer for that we propose them for noting. Councillor Andrews, you proposed. Have we got a seconder? Oh, they're all over the place. Hold on. Roisin made a proposal, and Gary made seconds it, and Terry sorted it. Okay. We're making sure we're getting it right here. Folks, just before we wind up there, I missed in under Chairman's remarks on saying a few words on behalf of the chair of this committee for Roisin. Roisin, you're retiring, and I think you've been on this committee as long as I have, and I don't know how long it is, but I think it's from day one. So, Roisin, I wish you all the best in your retirement, and you take it easy, and don't get too excited and then we back roads there, especially when the snow's on.
Yeah.
Okay, sir, I'm retiring from council, but not from work. Thanks a million, Chair. Thank you.
I would say we haven't seen the last of Roisin.
Yeah. So you think she hasn't gone away, you know?
Henry, here I come, boy. You be careful.
Behave yourself before we get out of control. Now, I would just like to wish each and every one of you a very Merry Christmas and a happy and peaceful New Year. And everyone in this this chamber tonight, I wish them a safe journey home because it's a bit rough looking out there. So thanks very much for attending the meeting, and this is the last one of this year. Thank you.
Happy Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Happy Christmas, folks.